My father said, I never want to see him again. It was a devastating blow, because at that phase, we were relying on my family's help and support to make it through this difficult time. We were planning on my parents hosting him on a return visit where he networks in our community and tries to find alternate career possibilities that would sponsor him visa-wise. In essence, my partner had done nothing wrong, but my family simply disliked the idea of a foreigner. They hated the idea of a long-distance relationship that kept their daughter occupied and not meeting local people. For families, it can be highly upsetting and a great irritation to wonder if their beloved daughter or son is wasting time with someone the whole family cannot even see. Families as well as friends will often get protective and mistrust the person on the other side of the computer on general principle. So what do you do when faced with negative opinions from loved ones? Well, unfortunately, it is important to dissect their complaints and inquiries as unemotionally as possible to see if they do indeed have a point. As with any loved one, who knows and cares about you and has your best interests at heart? It is important to remember that they may be assessing a situation correctly. This can be true of any relationship, long distance or not. It is always difficult when those closest to us to not accept a relationship if their reasons pertain to shallow details like the race or ethnicity of a person, the nationality of a person, their religious or political affiliations, or generally not liking them. We should stand up for our long-distance partner and the love we have for them. However, if our loved ones are making cogent points about the way a long-distance partner is treating us, i.e., their story doesn't add up, they aren't around to talk to you when you need them, they are not supportive of you, they are acting emotionally manipulative, they do not seem to mean what they say, their inactions speak louder than words, however lovely their words may be, then our family and friends may have valid points. If a long-distance partner is working to separate us from friends and family as opposed to working to respectfully unite, it should raise the same red flags as it would for a local partner who is attempting to make their boyfriend or girlfriend cut ties with the people closest to them. Though the families of two people in love may often never see eye to eye, where there is true love and the expression of genuine care and the desire to have a future together, a couple should be willing to work positively to make compromises and understand one another's views. If a long-distance partner is not rushing to resolve complaints or concerns with family members or friends, it is not a good sign. In my case, my fiancé's false pride prevented him from writing my father and trying to explain himself for a good half year. I simply went ahead and continued my relationship with him without the support of my family. The only reason my family did not throw him out is that he was not there to be thrown out. It is difficult to throw someone out of your life when your daughter or son will still be talking to him or her in a way you cannot prevent. When my fiancé finally did start communication with my father, it was amazing what a few conversations did. In these conversations, he spoke to my father, like any prospective son-in-law, how he planned to take care of me, what our plan was together, how he felt about me, and how he understands my father's concerns. In contrast, the family of my fiancé was far more welcoming to the idea of me